on in the world, and it's great to know that WBAI is here for us.
David also likes Black Agenda Radio and Milton Alamadi and Colin Benjamin's Black Star News.
Greetings, greetings, sisters and brothers. Welcome to your favorite.
Go, go, go.
Felipe Luciano on WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial. And I've got loads to tell you because for your pledge of $100, you know, I'm used to commercial radio too.
I know.
We're going to give you our Latin thing. Call here 209-2950, 209-2950. It's Felipe Luciano. A 3-CD set. Our Latin thing. Ahora vengo yo. You pledge $100. We'll send you a 3-CD set, and it is an incredible set. Let's start the calls, 209-2950. Take care of yourselves. Listen to this music. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
tiempo que no vengo y no me quieren contar.
It's WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial. Felipe Luciano here with you. How are you? First of all, let me tell you that I have completed the first year at Union Theological Seminary. Unreal. I never believed I could do it, Ife. It was so hard. It's one of the hardest schools in the country. I mean, it really is difficult. And I have a few people I want to thank. First person I want to thank is, of course, the president of the college, Serene, who allowed me to go in there. You know, with all kinds of, you know, I mean, I had a lot of stuff going against me, but I was allowed to go in. Secondly, I want to thank Professor Sam Cruz, who's a kicker. I mean, who really, really helped me on this one. I want to thank Professor Dorian, who was fantastic with me. Want to thank Professor James Cone, who was hard as hell. I mean, it was one of the hardest courses I've ever taken, but I got through it. Barely, but I got through it. I want to thank Professor Chung, Korean Buddhist, who really is a tremendous lady. I want to thank all of the people who helped me, Charlene, you know what I'm saying? Who are Lorraine, Sue Rivera, Ruthie, Ruth Batausa. I mean, so many people who helped me out. And my first mentor, my first tutor. It's been wonderful. It was just incredible. I loved it. And Professor Nitter. Can't forget him either. I know you think I'm crazy, but each one of these people contributes in one way or the other. I had a hard time with Cone. I really did. But you want to know something? I learned a lot. I truly did. This is the Fani All-Stars, our Latin thing. We are now offering this 3-CD set for your pledge of $100. This is history right here. For those of you who have been in New York City all your lives and have heard this music, this, our Latin thing, is a legacy. It's like this song, Ahora Vengo Yo, is a tremendous... First of all, we did this in Madison Square Garden. I often was the MC, along with several other people. Izzy Sanabria was always there. Cho Feliciano was there. We had a tremendous time. And I'm going to give you some stories, some anecdotes, as we continue on in the show. Ahora Vengo Yo is the name of this side. Here I come. Listen to a little bit more. And then we're going to start taking calls. 209-2950 is the pledge call. 209-212-209-2950. And folks, we need your help. We need you to start calling immediately because last week I spent a little extra time on the Play Baby Girl. I need to make up for that. I hope that you can help me make this one of the best shows we've ever had. 212-209-2950. Pledge $100. We'll send you this 3-CD set by Fania. This is history.
Can I correct you real quick? It's a 2-CD, 1-DVD.
Yes.
So they get to see things as well.
Yes, and it's fantastic to see all these pretty Puerto Ricans. Listen, one DVD and two CDs, okay? And, I mean, you're going to have a ball. Listen and enjoy. Let me tell you something. Latin music in this city has been, I think, a lifesaver. There's several people who probably would not be around had it not been for Latin music. I know, for me, it's a prayer. I've been with these gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, for maybe 40 years. And, I mean, starting with Ray Barreto, Johnny Pacheco, Larry Harlow. There is a camaraderie that existed in the 70s that probably will never be done again. I think the only thing comparable to it was the 40s with bebop and, of course, Afro-Cuban jazz. We know each other. We feel each other. When we hug and kiss, it's like we're coming back. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. So this two CD, one DVD, you actually get to see them, is something that we're offering you as a gift for your pledge of $100 here at WBAI. 209-2950-212-209-2950. This is an incredible legacy for those of you who are Latino, for those of you who are not Latino. We ask that you buy this, that you offer this pledge of $100 because this is a legacy for your children. Do you know how many kids I lecture to who know nothing about Latin music? All they know is reggaeton. All they know, rap. But they don't know the music of their forefathers. This is music that comes straight from Africa, through Cuba, Puerto Rico, and Santo Domingo, and comes straight to us. It's an incredible array of artists. Here are some of them. Ray Barreto, Willie Colon, Larry Harlow, Johnny Pacheco, Roberto Rowena, Bobby Valentin. You're listening to Hector Lavoe right now. This is Ismael Miranda. I went with him to Africa. We'll tell you about that trip right after this. 212-209-2950. Call us here. Pledge $100. We'll send you this two CD, one DVD album called Our Latin Thing, which was the first Latin musical movie that was done in New York City. This is Peter Conde Rodriguez. WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial. This is going to be like, you know, Latin roots from the old days. We're asking that you pledge $100 and we send you this two CD album called Our Latin Thing. And it has all of the great Fania All-Stars. Plus, we send you a DVD. Our Latin Thing. It was the first musical documentary, the first musical video that Puerto Ricans put out. It's wonderful. You just heard Johnny Pacheco. Call us here, 212-209-2950. Come on, Boricua. Come on. Let me know how much you love. 212-209-2950. And by the way, brothers and sisters, it's you know and I know that we all dance together at the Hotel St. George. You know that this is where blacks and Puerto Ricans got it together, right here. So I'd like you to, everybody, this is family. You know what I'm saying? 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You pledge $100, we'll send this 2-CD set to you. We need the money. This is how BAI stays on the air. My name is Felipe Luciano, and if you like what I'm doing, and this is going to be all music for 2 hours, we'd like you to send a pledge to us of $100. We need at least 5 calls. We want to see it on the computer. I don't see it happening, so I need you to come to me. Come to Papa now. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I'm happy. I'm finished with school. I did my last paper. I'm happy. Of course, I also woke up late, but that's a whole nother thing. 212-209-2950. Call us. Pledge that $100 and we'll say, this is wonderful. This is for your children. This you can put in your library and your kids can say, oh, daddy, I don't want to hear that music. But you know what? As they get older, they want to. And that's black, Puerto Rican, white. I don't care who you are. Latinos are going through this identity crisis now. A lot of these kids don't know how to dance. You see that they try to get it together. Now people are beginning to want to get it together. Cultural identity, cultural identification. All of a sudden, people want to know how to Latin. Teach them by putting on this record. Our Latin Thing are two CDs, two musical CDs, and then one movie called Our Latin Thing. 212-209-2950. Call us, and I've got some more stories to tell you as soon as we hear this. As soon as we're finished with this this song called Estrellas de Fania. Y dicen...
Llegaron pa' gozar. ¡Bravo! Estrella de...
listening to Barry Rogers and Reynaldo Jorge. You're listening to, who else is there? What was that guy's name? Roberto Rodriguez. He used to play with Ray Barreto.
And by the way, Felipe, this is the DVD they're listening to now.
That's right. You're listening to the DVD. We're listening to the soundtrack from the DVD.
And it's the soundtrack. It's the soundtrack that they're going through.
There's Adalberto Santiago in the movie. Call us here at 212-209-2950. And we will send you, for your $100 pledge, we will send you this soundtrack, this movie. It's called Our Latin Thing. You know, I'm sitting here looking at this movie. Yes, ma'am.
And the two CDs.
And the two CDs. I got to remember. I'm watching Symphony Sid right now as he's talking to Joe Feliciano. Orestes Vilato, Johnny Pacheco is an absolute icon. I mean, it's unbelievable. Here's the Dominican guy who came here at a very early age and knocked him out. There's Symphony Sid talking to him. This is a must for you. It's a must. You've got to get this album. We can keep the music under. Look, Latin music in this town has been here as long as we've been here. We have always had a sense of who we are, and our music actually connected us to the island. I put on that music and I'm happy. It's impossible to be sad with Latin music. I love this music, and I think you need to pick up these two CDs and this one DVD for a pledge of $100. Let us know how much you love this program. Let us know how much you love WBAI. This is the first time we've had music going throughout the program. We'll be here from 6 to 8. We need your pledges. Call us here, 212-209-2950, and pledge for this two CD set and, of course, the DVD. I don't see any calls coming in. ¿Qué pasa con ustedes? Come on now. Our Latin thing. Call us here. We need five phone calls at $100 a piece. We will be able to send you this. This is wonderful stuff. Now you have an opportunity to pick up this album. Please call us here, 212-209-2950. Stella, I want you to call. Stella Mars out in Westchester. I want all of my friends, Voza Rivers, if you're out there, call. If you're listening to the show, call. All the Brooklyn folk, Juicy, Kitu, Juicy, G2, I'm sorry, what am I saying? G2 Wilsey. No, he's my friend of 40 years. I call him the gentle giant, G2 Wilsey, from the East, 10 Claver Place. Charles Barron, if you're listening. Ramon Jimenez, if you're listening. $100 gives you a two-record set and a DVD. Let's get some phone calls coming. 212-209-2950. I want to put the music on, but I can't put the music on if you're not pledging. We need you to pledge for this fraternity called WBAI. No hazing. You ain't gonna get beaten. You ain't gonna get smacked in your head, anything like that. But we need you to pledge $100 for this two record set. Thank you, Fania. I don't know who gave this to us. I don't know how to, two record, what two? I call it records, okay?
Two CDs and one DVD.
Oh, you gonna get technical on me. Two records, two CDs
and one DVD.
And one DVD. And it is, I mean, it's just wonderful. It really is. On this are, who are the other people? Santos Colon, who used to sing with Tito Puente. Ismael Miranda, we mentioned. Peter Conde, who's my hero. Adalberto Santiago. We got Cheo Feliciano on this. Bobby Cruz, Ricardo Rey. This is wonderful. Now, we need the calls. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And we're already into the second half hour. No calls. ¿Qué es esto? Let's take some calls, y'all. 212-209-2950. I'm going to tell you a little story about what happened when we went to Africa. So we're on the plane, Ife. Yeah, you can put the music on. And we're going to Africa. We're going to the Congo for the Ali fight. First of all, we're all there and we're in awe of Ali. You know, Ali, when he was in his prime, he was absolutely stunningly beautiful. My mother said, who's a Pentecostal and doesn't fool around, said, Felipe, there's an aura about him. There's an aura. She could feel it. So we get on the plane. Of course, James Brown was late. Of course, Willie Colon was late and Hector. So James Brown sits all the way in the front. Doesn't want to hang out with us. All the other music, we had the Spinners, Etta James, Manu Dibango. We had everybody on that plane. I really began to appreciate the Spinners after that. So we get to the plane and we land in Kinshasa. And it is like 104 on the tarmac. James Brown has had his bouffant hairdo, you know, his process, hasn't even looked around while we've been partying in the back. We've been partying with cowbells. I'm sleeping on Celia's shoulder. Her husband, Pedro Knight, may rest in peace. May both of them rest in peace. Is high as a cow. Everybody's messed up. We're having a ball. James Brown still doesn't want to go around. He doesn't want to look around at this because he's James Brown. So we get down to Africa. They roll the stairway up, and he figures, and he stands in front of the door with his bouffant hairdo, his process, and goes like this, raises his hand and says, "My peoples!" And his hair fell flat. Plop! He looked like an Afghan hound. It was hot. We fell out laughing because the heat will do it to your hair, baby. Boom! It fell flat. And he... God, Hector Lavoe started making fun. All of us were goofing. And Hector is the greatest comedian. He could have been a stand-up comic. So then we hear the drums. Can you imagine the drums on the tarmac? And they're playing. And these, you know, the Congolese are short people because there's a lot of them are Bantu. And we're wondering how they're playing these huge drums. So they get to us. And guess who they put on their shoulders? They completely bypass James Brown and put Ray Barreto and Johnny Pacheco, because those are the records they're used to. Isn't that something?
Wow.
And marched them to the presidential palace. So James was like shocked. What happened? I said, they've been hearing this music, James, before they were listening to yours. They were listening to this since the 60s, the early 60s and 50s. Latin music for them. They were listening to Cuban music in the 40s. He said, who are these people? I said, that's Ray Barreto. That's James Brown. I'm sorry, that's Ray Barreto and that's Johnny Pacheco. He said, well, wait a minute, don't they listen to my music? I said, yeah, but they dance to this. It's deep. And by the way, it's all African. He was in shock, and he was in shock for the rest of the trip because they love this music. It was incredible. I had a wonderful time. We thought they were on something because they played those big drums. They wrapped ropes around their waists, and they had these big, huge drums, and they're playing with their hands above their heads. Wow. And so, you know how we be. Yo, they were asking it. Yo, Wick, what you got? What you want, man? And the guy was like, nothing. You ain't smoked nothing? No. Well, where's your chief? Where's your tribe? Can I go to your tribe? No, this is natural. You know Puerto Ricans didn't want to hear that. These guys played. We got to the presidential palace, and it was nothing but a party. You might meet them, then I hung out for a long time. 212-209-2950. You got to call us here. 212-209-2950. We get to the party. I'll tell you about the girls in the Congo right after this. This is Ponte Duro. Get Hard, it's called. No, don't get stupid with it. It's not that kind of Get Hard. Ponte Duro. Be firm. Ponte Duro. Funny All-Stars. Call us here for pledges of $100. We'll send you this music. 209-2950.
WBAI.
99.5 on your FM dial. Doesn't it sound like New York radio? I know you thought it was Felipe Luciano from Latin Roots. It is. But I'm on BAI now. 99.5 on your FM dial, and we're looking for you to pledge. This is the Funny All-Stars. It's called Ponte Duro. Get serious, in a sense, is what it's a metaphorical translation of this. Get serious. And, of course, you're listening to Ray Barreto underneath us, Orestes Vilato, and Roberto Ruena, who comes out of the of an incredible drumming school. Roberto Ruena, one of the great, and will go down in history as one of the great bongoceros of our culture. Roberto Ruena has always, first of all, he's an incredible dancer. His uncle, Aníbal, was a fantastic dancer and danced with the Mambo Aces. Aníbal passed recently. So Roberto learned rhythm from the very beginning. The wonderful thing about Puerto Ricans, and the Cubans will tell you this, the Cubans being very much, the Cuban music being very much the foundation of what you hear in Latin music, always say this, had it not been for Puerto Ricans, there would be no Cuban music, because we popularized it. We refined it. We put it on another level. Not to say that it doesn't have its own thing, and Puerto Rico has a tremendous indigenous history of bomba en plena. But when we found mambo, when we found the forms, guaguancó, rumba abierta, the danzones, when we found these things, we began to add our stuff to them. There's a friend of mine named Luis Máquina who talks about how Puerto Ricans in the 30s and 40s took Cuban music and brought it to another level. Actually refined it. And so you watch Puerto Rican dances and you think they're Cuban. It's that they learned it and they put it and they put their patina on it. So to this day, some of the finest dancers in New York are Puerto Rican. Luis Máquina, Eddie Torres, Adi, Augie Amargo. By the way, I should add that many Jewish Americans and Italian Americans helped this music too. In the 50s, had it not been for Jews and Italians, this music would have died. Jewish people loved this music. There was always a cha-cha. I used to hang out with Puente, and we used to go to synagogues, and he always did a bar mitzvah. There was always a bar mitzvah or some wedding with Latin music. It was wonderful. And the Italians, forget about it. They love Puente. So why don't you give us a pledge here? Call us here at 209-2950. We need you to pledge. We need you to pledge. Start calling right now. Let me see those phone calls. I'm looking at the screen, and I don't see anybody. And you need to show your love, puppy. Come on now. 209-2950. 209-2950. Do you have something to say, mommy?
Well, I would like people to call.
Caught you by surprise.
209-2950. Pledge your support. I mean, I can tell you now, we've talked behind the scenes that I've been trying to learn how to dance for a minute now. We've talked behind the scenes. You were supposed to take me
to a dance?
Yes, and teach me.
I will take you. I will.
You've been saying that for a minute
for
now.
A year.
Whatever.
Well, I'm scared of your father. I'm scared of your father. That's what I'm scared of.
212.
I already seen him. I'm scared of him.
Once again, long story. 212-209-2950. And pledge your support to WBAI, to Felipe, and this wonderful 2-CD DVD set. I mean, we haven't really gotten deep into the DVD yet, Felipe.
No, we haven't. Because I want them to hear good music. The sound is a little shallow. When you hear it on the air, it's a little
hallway-ish. But you know what? That was just the beauty as far as the document. It's a documentary.
That's the thing. That's true. We're going to put that on the air then.
And it's what is this, from the 70s or 80s?
From the 70s.
From the 70s.
And it was filmed on 11th Street. Can you believe that? And I used to wear some of that stuff.
Really?
All the long collars and the platform shoes.
I was looking at homegirl with her hot pants.
Oh no. Well, hot pants were in then. And they were doing the Latin Hustle. It came a little after salsa. It was a wonderful time to be alive. Do you know that you could dance from Monday to Monday?
Mm.
Every night there was a club that you went to. Every night. It was wonderful. I was saying this in David Valentin's benefit. David, if you're listening, God bless you. David Valentin had some medical problems, and we put a benefit on for him. And Russ Musto had Papo Vasquez, my compay. We had and his troubadours, pirate troubadours. We had Jerry Gonzalez and Fort Apache. It was wonderful. We had a good time. Jimmy Delgado was there. We had Antonio Carrasquillo. Everybody came out. It was just Andy and Jerry Gonzalez. The whole Gonzalez family was out there with my babies, Xiomara. It was just nice. And Sammy and everybody else was there. So we had a good time. But here's the thing. This music, this music is what we have as our gift to the world. And it extends from the time we came here. This is Peter Kunde underneath me. You need to pick up this album. You need to pick up these two CDs. I know I'm rambling
and
a little
DVD.
Bit. And DVD. I keep on forgetting. 209-2950. Can I see some more phone calls?
We're coming up to almost 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and there are no phone calls.
People, we need. I mean, there's two people on the line now, but we need more people to call.
We need more
up.
People. 209-2950. Pick it. This is the record set. The Fania All Stars. The CD. Why? But it's the same thing. Why can't I say records?
Because records from back in the day.
You calling me old?
Kinda.
Listen, yeah, two CDs and one movie. No,
DVD.
One DVD.
Get it right. Do you want me to say it for you?
Yes, ma'am. You say it.
Two CDs and one DVD. If you call 212-209-2950 and pledge your support, it's $100. But we need people to continue to call up. Felipe is here until 8 a.m., but we want to get five more calls in the next 3 minutes.
Yes.
Until the 7 o'clock hour. And we need you to call. I know his stories are absolutely fabulous and wonderful.
But people get caught up in the stories and they don't call.
But, you know, because they're sitting listening to you, Felipe.
Okay, so I'm gonna keep quiet and I'm going to let you pitch because you're great at this.
209-2950 100. In all seriousness, this is a way to keep BAI alive, to hear music, wonderful music like this. I mean, all those people that go to SOBs on Friday evenings.
On Varick Street, sure.
On Friday evenings when they have those free salsa lessons.
Yes. Why haven't you gone?
I have gone.
Did you learn anything?
Yes. I can do the back and forth. Turn.
Well, that's the beginning. Those are the basics.
So I kind of got that down.
Yeah, but why didn't you come close to me when we were dancing slow?
What are you talking about?
The Roseland. That's what
I'm talking about.
At Roseland. Remember?
You've never really seen me dance.
No, I don't want to hear
about all that. I like space. And that's the thing that I'm learning about dancing salsa. I'm not really used to the whole two.
No, you got to be close. Salsa is about connection. It's about.
But I'm learning that
two people coming together and bodies touch. Ife.
Okay. And
what is this antiseptic thing? This sterile thing where we can't touch.
Don't touch me.
That's crazy. I went, and by the way, family. I went with her and her mom, who's fantastic. And I grabbed her to dance slow because Ife's gorgeous. And I was dancing with her, and she backed off, put her pelvis, her butt was all the way out. I'm like, Ife, what's up with that?
Come on, girl. I did not do that. Anyway, 212-209-2950. We need you to pledge your support, $100. I know it's bright and early, and it's going to be beautiful outside, by the way, today.
It's going to be 70 degrees. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. 209-2950, 212-209-2950. You pledge $100, we'll send this two CD set and one DVD movie to you. Did I get it right? Let us know how much you love this station. Let us know how much you appreciate this station. And remember, this music is a legacy. This music, you can have in your record collection. Your kids can say, listen to what my mother hears. Teach your kids Latin music. On Saturdays, tomorrow, get them up while you're cleaning or getting ready to go out or doing whatever you're going to do. Dance Latin with your kids.
This is good car music, traveling.
This is great car music. My daughter gets mad at me. She said, Daddy, you never taught me how to Latin. She's a doll. I used to take her with me. You know, she went to the Muñequitos with me one time, you know, the drum group. And she started doing it naturally. She's got it in the blood. And her mother's Swiss. She's got it in the blood. My sons, they're like a bit strange, too. They're not into it. But they love the music. My oldest son, Felipito, can identify any Latin artist just by listening. The first four bars, first eight bars. He doesn't have to wait for 16 bars. He's got it. Well, he was raised with Nancy, who used to work here at WBAI. This is WBAI in New York, 99.5 on your FM dial. My name is Felipe Luciano. Ife is the engineer, and we're trying to get you to pledge $100. So come on now. For this hour, pledge that money, so that we can continue to give you the best music, the best commentary, the best guests. 212-209-2950. This is Ricardo Rey. Think you'll like him. I think this is Larry Harlow, not Ricardo Ray. Larry Harlow. We call him the marvelous Jewish man. El Judio Maravilloso. Wonderful, wonderful guy. Loves Cuban music, too. Come on, Larry. Give it up. Felipe Luciano, Macho Cimarrón, this is called. Fania All-Stars, 40th Anniversary Limited Edition. You get two CDs of music. Let me give you some of the names. The Fania All-Stars featuring Rey Barreto, Santos Colón, Willie Colón, Bobby Cruz, Cheo Feliciano, Larry Harlow, Hector Lavoe, Ismael Miranda, Johnny Pacheco, Ricardo Rey, Peter Conde Rodriguez, Roberto Roena, Adalberto Santiago, and Bobby Valentin. All together on this two CD record and a DVD of the music itself, which we're going to play in a little while, but we'd like you to pledge right now. 212-209-2950. Pledge $100. 209-2950. Call us here. I don't see any phone calls.
Exactly. So we need some calls on here, Felipe.
All right. So we're going to...
212-20... I'm going to...
Lower the music.
Exactly.
You've got to pull the music because they're enjoying themselves too much and we can't have that.
209-2950. We need you to call right now and pledge your support. $100. You get this beautiful package, CD, two CDs, one DVD set. But you have to call right now. We need Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, Long Island. We need you to call right now. Harlem, you just came from Harlem. I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So we need you to get on this phone right now and make that pledge. Make that donate. Support WBAI with Felipe Luciano.
Yes.
But you need to call now. I know you're sitting there listening to the music, listening to the wonderful stories that Felipe, because he has so many stories. And imagine if we had a video camera behind the scenes.
Listen, let me tell you something. This was a time when blacks and Puerto Ricans were, this is when we were dancing together. You know what I'm saying? I talk about the 60s when we were fighting together. With the gangs, with the chaplains and the Frenchmen and the Stompers and the Bishops and the Dragons and the Viceroys and all that stuff. But by the time we hit the 70s, we were dancing together because we had gotten past that teenage adolescence anger. And we were now looking at each other's culture and saying, come on, man, let's go down to the Cheetah. Let's go down to Barney Google's. Let's go down to the Corso. This was a wonderful, you had to see some people. There were some couples that I would just sit down and marvel at them. There was a brother named Ernie. Ernie was an African-American and used to dance with a sister named Dottie. Ernie has passed away. Ernie could dance. Oh, my God. He was fabulous. How many people that I remember different cultures. Marilyn Winters. who's another great person who could dance. There were so many people. Denise Florencio, Anna Aranya, great folks who would dance. And you would sit there and look at them, but of course, and marvel at how they graced the dance floor. This is a song about a guy who's telling another guy, get yourself out of the way so I can step in your place. Y'all know about that, don't you? WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial. I feel like I'm on Spanish commercial radio. You know what I'm saying? It's wonderful. I love playing this music. This is our Latin thing. Call us here at 209-2950 and we'll send you, for a pledge of $100, we will send you two CDs of these great artists. Willie Colon, Bobby Cruz, Imael Miranda, Peter Conde Rodriguez, Hector Lavoe, Adalberto Santiago, Johnny Pacheco, all of them, and Larry Hall, and of course, Ray Barreto. 212-209-2950. $100 pledge will send you two CDs and the DVD, Our Latin Thing, Nuestra Cosa, which you will love. For those of you who have children, for those of you who have grandchildren, for those of you who are teachers and want to play this in your classrooms, why wouldn't you play this? People play jazz. People play classical music. This is our classical music. You should be able to put this and explain to the children what this is all about.
But you know what's important, too, Felipe? I mean, I love the mixture that happened here in the city, the porridge that is salsa. It is specifically the mixing of these cultures from the islands coming here to this country. Coming back and bringing this particular brand. I mean, the music came here, but it got another little touch-up
when it got
here to the U.S.
Yes,
and it became this beautiful thing that we're listening to now, Funnier All-Stars. This is New York, folks. It's WBAI 99.5. We've been here with you for 52 years. Felipe's been here his whole life doing this thing.
A long time.
Are all in here, in the mix, in New York, making this music happen. And again, Felipe, this is relatively new. You know, I've told you before, and yeah, my father lived in Mexico when I was a child.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. He lived there for 6 months, came home speaking Spanish with a southern accent. It was awful. He's like, como estas, y'all? He was terrible. Heavy southern accent, but he spoke fluent Spanish. Real talk. But I was exposed to some Mexican music, but that I hadn't heard any other Spanish music, really. And when I went out to L.A., when I discovered KPFK, actually, our sister station, they had a salsa show.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind. It absolutely blew my mind because I hadn't heard the music before.
Yeah, they call it Música Tropical.
There you go, Música Tropical, and it's gorgeous.
It is wonderful. Gorgeous. And you know, the funny thing about this is that this music, coming from Africa, by the way, is African in origin. And do you know all of the taxi cab drivers that I ride in, the Senegalese, the people from Guinea, the people from Ivory Coast, the people from Mali, they love this music. You'd be surprised. I go in the car and they have it on and I'm like shocked. Haitians love this music because...
Well, that makes perfect sense.
That makes sense. You got to see Haitians dance salsa. They are killers. They love it. In the Dominican Republic, we had a guy named Jose Alberto. We call him El Canario, who sings salsa phenomenally. He didn't get caught up in the salsa craze, and the Dominican craze, and the merengue craze. He's fantastic.
Wow.
So, Johnny Pacheco is Dominican. Roberto Rodriguez is Cuban. Adalberto Santiago is Puerto Rican. This is right. It's a porridge.
But they all sell. They all share one blood, and it's called music.
Music. That's
they
right.
share that one blood. It's music. It doesn't matter what island they came from. It doesn't matter how they identify. This is about music. This is about culture. This is about New York City. 212-209-2950. And for those African cab drivers that are tuned into you now, don't you love the gift that life has given us, that we can, when we choose our siblings, the people that become our brothers and sisters? It's so beautiful.
Happens to me. I have my brother, Pablo, who I adore. He's in South Carolina. I love my sister, Marge, who's in East Harlem. You really?
Yeah.
That's why we get along. He's crazy, though. This Pablo is crazy. But I have Mickey Melendez, Ramon Jimenez. You know what I'm saying? Gerson. I have Cynthia, my sister. Sharon, my sister. That's my sister.
Sharon,
that's my baby.
212-209-2950. Folks, we are still about 10 callers away from getting to that 30 that we asked for. We got to get 10 more of you to call in and help us to get to our goal. And we are running late right now because we need 10 more calls.
We need 10 more calls.
We're with Felipe and Luciano. We're going to sing you this 3-disc set. It is 2 CDs and a DVD. There's the first one.
Yeah, good. It's good. We need nine more calls.
Nuestra Cosa. We have about 4 minutes in which to get 3 minutes.
Right now, we're pushing our Latin thing. Two CDs music, and you're listening to it now. Quítate tú para ponerme yo. Get out of the way so I can step in your place is the name of that record.
Dig that. Listen, get out of the way of that phone so we can dial. That's three, Felipe.
That's three.
We need seven more people.
Seven more.
The pledge is just $100. The CD/DVD set is called Our Latin Thing. Limited edition CD and DVD set from Fania All-Stars Live, folks. Fania All-Stars Live. And the documentary is absolutely beautiful. There's another one. We need six more now.
212-209-2950. Six more, and we can leave in peace, knowing
our heads high at least.
Our heads knowing that our people have come through for us. Our Latin Thing is the name of this record set. Thank you, Tony, for having gone to Fania and asked them to give us a break on this.
And they gave
it to us for less than what we're, you know.
The original price that they asked for, they were willing to come down on so that we could offer this to you.
That is nice.
212-209-2950. That's the fifth call right there, folks. We need five more calls. And like you said, Felipe, our people came through. This is a community station, and we strive to bring the voices to the air that don't get airtime. You're saying to me all the time, you call me periodically and say, Tony, we need some more of that music on the air. This music right here that we're listening
to.
When are
we
going to put it on
music.
The air? Of course you are. And so the audience has to represent when you do that.
That's right. They have to come through.
Five more people. 212.
Five more people so we can continue this tradition in BAI. You know, BAI was the first station that introduced the Lords to the public, the Young Lords to the public.
Absolutely.
I started on radio right here.
That's right. That's worthy of five calls. The Young Lords, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Make a pledge of support to WBAI. There's one of the four. I mean, we only need two more people. Come on, folks. Step up. $100 pledge. Our Latin Thing. Nuestra Cosa.
Come on, before we get off the air.
We're about to get out of here. 212-209-2950.
Tony, thank you so much for having helped me on this. Ife, que Dios te bendiga. Thank you so much, and God bless you for having helped me with this. Two more calls. 209-2950. We've got to go. Que Dios te bendiga. Later, y'all.
Hey, this is Shaka Khan, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry, thanking new BAI buddies. Tracy Washington from Somerset, New Jersey. She's a new buddy and hopes WBAI continues and informs the people. Her favorite show is when we just relaunched Black Agenda Radio with Margaret Kimberly. It's broadcast on Fridays at 5 p.m.
Welcome to Black Agenda Radio, where we provide news, commentary, and analysis from a Black left perspective.
Daniel from Lodi, New Jersey, thank you for becoming a new buddy. He says he likes all BAI shows. Nathaniel from Philly is a new buddy, and so is another buddy from the Village. Gregory from Massapequa says thank you to WBAI. His favorite show is What's Happening with Ralph Pointer and Betty Davis.
Get set, Ralph Pointer, what's happening?
Good evening, my sisters and brothers, brothers and sisters. We do have an interesting program for you, as we promised.
David Somerville from Harlem is a large WBAI Buddy contributor. His favorite show is Living for the City with Michael G. Haskins. He also likes many of our programs. He lists them, The Gary Null Show.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today. We begin with the latest on health and healing. This comes from the National Institutes of Health, National Institute on Aging. Lower the risk of dementia in people who are...
Baby,
Law of the Land with Gloria J. Brown Marshall.
Yes, here on WBAI 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. There is so much going on in the world, and it's great to know that WBAI is here for us.
David also likes Black Agenda Radio and Milton Alamadi and Colin Benjamin's Black Star News.
Greetings, greetings, sisters and brothers. Welcome to your favorite Pan-Africa news show.
From the streets with Bob Law.
Let's look a little closer at the music that in a real sense could be called the soundtrack for the 20th century. It's going to be an interesting conversation. So join me this sunny spring Saturday in the city. This is 99.5 WBAI. I'm Bob Law.
Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we look at the origins of the war in Ukraine and the role that the United States played in bringing that war about.
We speak Mind Flight with Imhotep Gary Bird.
Well, good evening. Pass the word. We are back with you flying high on a Sunday night. It's Imhotep Gary Bird's Radio GBE, Mind Flight, your gateway to the Black experience. As you know, Mind Flight is all about the local, national, international stops and the stops of mind, body, and spirit that take us soul traveling wherever the winds of change take
us. Sojourner Truth with Margaret Prescott. Vantage Point with the professor, Dr. Ron Daniels. Paul Fisher's What's the Frequency, Kenneth? Peter Beauchamp's All Mixed Up.
What a beautiful morning. Turn on the radio and let's have some music.
Democracy Now!, which is broadcast weekday mornings at 8 a.m. right after WBAI's new morning program, What's Going On?
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
BAI Buddy Favorites.
You've got to start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong.
I'm David Rothenberg, and the program is any Saturday, an essay out on a limb. Ever since Trump's political ambition inflicted itself on us, I've been citing and reminding people of William Shire's The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
Karen Taborn's favorite program is Any Saturday. She says she listens to David Rothenberg's show, but also listens to Latin Roots and On the Count, WBAI's Prison and Criminal Justice Report.
The U.S. prison system incarcerates approximately 2.3 million people. The highest number of any industrialized nation.
Jim from Binghamton is a $25 a month BAI buddy helping to keep WBAI radio alive. His favorite show is Labrish.
It is 3 o'clock in the morning at New York City, and this program is Labrish. My name is Haptah Selassie. We're saying this morning that in war, truth is the first casualty. And
Lupe Hernandez says thank you for all that you do, WBAI, from downtown Manhattan. And Harvey Simon from Sunnyside, Queens, is a new BAI buddy. Thank you to all our new BAI May buddies. And join them. Please become a WBAI buddy. Let us know if we can use your name and what your favorite show is and any other comments that you have when you phone in and you say you want to become a WBAI buddy. Just call 212-209-2950 or go to WBAI.org and click that green square with the peace dove on it that says BAI Buddy. Thank you so much.
Sometimes there's a man, and I'm talking about the dude here. Sometimes there's a man, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the dude in Los Angeles. And even if he's a lazy man, and the dude was most certainly that, quite possibly the laziest in Los Angeles County, which would place him high in the running for laziest worldwide. But sometimes there's a man. Sometimes there's a man. Ah, lost my train of thought here. But, hell, I done introduced him enough.
Of life. say, you know the rest. I left the store 2 steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed inside. The cold, hard facts of life. I drove around the block till I was dizzy. Each time the noise came louder from within. And then I saw our bottle there beside me. And I drank a fifth of courage. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell. But who taught who the cold, hard facts of life?
I can't seem to get her off my mind. I thought I'd never miss her, but I found out somehow. I think about her almost all the time. She went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget we're ever met. But something sure is wrong, 'cause I'm so blue and lonely I forgot to remember to forget.
Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. That's Elvis Presley. One of my favorites. I don't think I heard it. Certainly wasn't around in Memphis listening to the radio in the early 50s. But later on, when Elvis went into the Army, they needed some products, so they put out a lot of the early singles on this album for LP fans only. I think that was the first time I heard I Forgot to Remember to Forget. Before that, we heard Jeff Bridges singing from Crazy Heart, the original motion picture soundtrack, and he did Hold On to You. We also heard from Porter Wagoner, The Cold Hard Facts of Life, following that guy from the liquor store into his own driveway. Then he got drunk and all hell broke loose. That's what happened back there when they had those country and western episodes. You're out on the road, you're going to surprise your wife, and what happens? 9 times out of 10, there's going to be somebody in your house partying with your wife. I don't know what town that is or how many towns that happened to, but it seems to happen a lot, especially to Porter Wagoner. My God, what a life. I'm going to play a little Elvis stuff now from a mix that I did a while ago. I think I started doing it before he was killed. I just started feeling bad for him because you'd go into the supermarket before they had Michael Jackson to kick around or many others. They had Elvis, you know, getting fat was like a crime. And he had bloated up and, you know, he'd gone Hollywood. Then he'd come back and worked himself into a really good shape, wore a leather suit. But then he had slipped back again. He was just doing Las Vegas and people started knocking him. So I started putting together his life all with some stuff that I had done. And then no sooner I was splicing it together, I'm up in, I think, in West Haven or East Haven on a summer house. And I'm listening to the Yankee game. And here comes the news. Elvis Presley has died. And I come walking down these rickety stairs, falling down the stairs, really. Like, my face was white, telling my wife, what the hell? Elvis is dead. So anyway, then I had to go back in and remix it as a tribute.
Everybody's ready.
Sounds like we have a master.
Great. Let's rewind it and hear a playback.
Well, since my baby left, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just a lonely. I could die.
Baby, let me be your love and take me back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, baby, 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 baby.
I don't think it will.
LWB 0105, take 4.
Hey, wave my hand, Chief, before you come in on the beat.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about how I started and when I started and all that stuff, because a lot of it has been so inaccurate. A lot of people haven't really known. What really happened? I just got out of high school, and I was driving a truck, and I was studying to be an electrician.
Between the Tracks, all the way from Memphis, with Elvis Presley.
Forgot my six-string razor, hit the sky, halfway to Memphis.
Somebody long way down rock and roll from the neighborhood.
away from them.
Me too.
'Cause I ain't good for a no one-sided love affair.
'Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
'Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
From Elvis, that's from the, I think, the original RCA Sessions in New York and Nashville, I think, in 1956. One-sided love affair. Now, that's one of those songs that I didn't understand half of what he said when I first heard that. And listening to it all these years later, I still can't understand it. I listened carefully.
And the fairies tell me, incredibly wonder. Well, you know, baby, that's a, I'm telling you.
I know he was breaking stuff up, but I have to believe that he was mangling those syllables so we couldn't understand what it was. But maybe it just that's the way it came out. But I challenge you to tell me what he was saying. One-sided love affair, I understood that part. But the rest of it, no. No way. Just a montage of Elvis stuff and how he was driving a truck, studying to be an electrician, and so forth. You know what my real fantasy was when I was before he died and he was working, I was working on this thing. I kept on I was talking to a lot of musicians doing other interviews and stuff for other projects, and it always was coming up they were talking about Elvis. So that they sort of were intertwined into the finished program. But a couple of them, more than one, started talking about Elvis giving them a Cadillac or knowing somebody who got a Cadillac because Elvis just had one to give away or something. So I always had this this fantasy that he would hear this production that was sort of sympathetic and he would give me a Cadillac. But it didn't happen. No, didn't happen. The other thing, back then, it was always maybe this is already in the past too. It's always like the next Bob Dylan, the next Bruce Springsteen. Used to be the next Elvis Presley, and there was really a lot of people just mimicking what he did.
Son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. But if you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday.
Use a car 'cause you didn't work or live.
The way I walk is just the way I walk. The way I talk is just the way I talk. The way I smile is just the way I smile. Touch me, baby, and I'll go hog wild. The way I love is just the way I love. Come on and be my little turtle dove. Touch me, baby, feels so good. I feel as though I wanna, then I don't know if I should.
People see us everywhere.
I was singing country music before the words were invented. I was on the stage with the best of them. Eddie Arnold, Roy Acuff.
Did you make good money?
I made two bills a week. I was swimming in the rig, you know.
Well, get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
I used to have an uncle that had one of these things. I fooled around with it some. Here's one of his songs.
You're so young and beautiful, and I love you so. Shame the stars that glow. So fill these lonely arms of mine and kiss me tenderly.
About the guitar.
The boarders liked it.
They're what you might call a captive audience.
Here, let me show you a few chords.
Now that's a C major chord. That's a big one. You will never make a guitar player. You got no rhythm in your bones.
Well, I never heard of anybody paying money to hear a guitar player.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano and it's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. Tired when I try to speak. My inside shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
It's headed for this theater, loaded with the most happy-go-lucky group of wanderers who ever came down the pike chasing after a rainbow. And the happy-go-luckiest of them all is the one and only Elvis himself.
always felt sorry later for Elvis because he was on his own. He had his guys with him, but there was only one Elvis. Nobody else knew what he felt like. But for us, we all shared the experience. We were very, very close to each other.
エルヴィスが住んでた後ろなんだもん。俺はサンスタジオ。カールパーキンス。ハウリングウルフ。ジェリー・リー・ルイス。ヨービソン。みんなあそこでレコーディングしてんだから。エルヴィスだけじゃないぜ。カールパーキンス。でもやっぱりエルヴィスイズキングだもん。
Did scratch my record. That's the Faz. Hello, right from Twang for that Elvis Presley. Good rockin' tonight. All mixed up. Peter Beauchamp. Glad you tuned in. Lots more to get to.
Paralyzed. When we kissed, ooh, what a thrill.
Elvis Presley, how are you doing?
Fine, Bobbert. How you getting along?
Oh, doing grand. I know all the folks down at Texarkana have been raising such a hoop and a holler for you to come down and hoop and holler at them that we've got this great big double show scheduled for Friday night at the auditorium down there. What do you think about it?
Oh, well, Bob, I've been just as anxious to come back as I can be. We've been, I think this makes about the fourth or fifth time we've been to Texarkana, and we've been lucky. Every time we've gone back, the crowd has increased a little bit, and we've really been proud of that, because it's kind of unusual, you know.
Wrote and recorded Cry, 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 and Hey Porter. Johnny is a swell young fella. I know everybody is going to want to watch him work and see him on the big show. And you've worked with Charlene Arthur from the Big D, haven't you, Elvis?
I've worked with Charlene quite a bit, and she's one of the finest entertainers on stage I've ever seen. We're going to look forward. We've got two shows, one at 7 and one at 9, right?
Correct. You know, I guess one of the noisiest guys in all this outfit is Bill Black, who thumps on the bass and occasionally tells a story or two and just in general messes things up. Bill, come over and say howdy to your fans and thanks again.
Bob, I just wanted to say one thing. At Friday night we'll be down there. I'll have a brand spanking new pose of Elvis for a picture. And they'll be selling the same old price of only a quarter. And I'll have about 4 or 5 million of them. If anybody would like to have just one, well, I'll have plenty of them before the show, during the intermission, after the show. And the fact is, I may sell them out there all night long, so anyway, around them. That's all I got to say, well.
That's all you got to say. You're going to save the rest of it for Friday night, huh? Well, neighbors, like we mentioned, we're all excited about the big double show at Texarkana Friday night. And I'm going to be there, too, and you can look out for me and get ready to buy me a hot dog or something like that. We're going to have such a big time, though, with stars like Charlene Arthur and Johnny Cash. Yeah, Johnny may be kind of new to the folks down around Texarkana, but after you see him and hear him, I know you're going to like him. And, of course, the King of Western Bop, Elvis Presley, will be there doing all of those numbers with the big Louisiana Hayride gang. So, Elvis, before we wind up this little session of talking and so forth, why don't you, we'll greet the friends down in Texarkana once again and invite them to the show.
Well, Bob, I think you just about covered everything except in, we've got lots of friends in Texarkana. The few times we've been down there, we've really made a lot of friends. But I would like to invite everybody out Friday night to our big show, because I don't know when we'll be coming back that way. We're going on tour out in the West Coast and Canada and a lot of places, and it'd probably be a pretty long while before we can come back to Texarkana. We're going to be looking forward to a good crowd.
Yes, sir, I doubt, frankly, whether we'll be able to get back to Texarkana this year, but we want to see everybody at the big shows Friday night. Remember now, there are two shows, 7 and 9 o'clock at the Arkansas Municipal Auditorium. If you can't get there for the first one, well, come for the second one, and if you want to, stay and see them both. I know that you'll see a real terrific show with Charlene Arthur, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Scotty and Bill, all the gang. This is Bob Neal, who's been talking with Scotty Moore and Bill Black and Elvis Presley. We want to thank you for letting us do a little speaking, and we'll see you for the big one Friday night.
Well, that's because you think you're so pretty, and just because your mama thinks you're hot. Well, just because you think you've got something that no other girl has got. You cause me to spend all of my money. You laughing to call me old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Because we'll just be because. Well, there'll come a time when old Santa, he won't.
a long, long, long time ago. Your mama thinks you're the hottest thing in town. Well, just because you think you've got something that nobody gets has got. You caused me to spend all of my money. Honey, you left me because you're so not long. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. You caused, well, just because.
That Elvis LP had all the Sun stuff. With a couple of RCA jobs on it, too. It was everything from That's All Right, Blue Moon of Kentucky, Milk Cow Blues Boogie, I mean for a guitar player, or a budding guitar player, heaven. But on the other hand, what the hell's going on there? I might not have wanted to be Elvis, but I wasn't so sure about Scotty Moore. Scotty Moore was my icon. He was Elvis's guitar player until Elvis went into the army. On all the Sun Records stuff. He's on Mystery Train. He's on Baby Let's Play House. Now I know the man. I've played with him. I know the band. But back then, just being able to get through, I'm left, you're right, she's gone. That was the epitome of guitar playing. And then Mystery Train and Money Honey. I'd have died and gone to heaven just to play like that. How the hell was that done? That was before the music led me back into the roots of Elvis and Buddy, back to the blues. To this day, there's a Scotty Moore lick I still can't get down, and he won't tell me. 49 years it's eluded me. He claims he can't remember the one I'm talking about. It's not that he won't show me, he says. I don't know which one you mean. It's on I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone. I think it's in E major. He has a rundown when it hits the five chord. The B down to the A, down to the E, which is like a yodeling sort of thing, which I've never been quite able to figure. It's also on Baby Let's Play House. You may go to college, you may go to school, you may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. Come back, baby. And right at that last line, the lick is in there. It's probably some simple trick, but it goes too fast. And also there's a bunch of notes involved. Which finger moves and which one doesn't. I've never heard anybody else pull it off. And Scotty's a sly dog. He's very dry. Hey, youngster, you got time to figure it out? Every time I see him, it's... Learned that lick yet?
Baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Now listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. And I'll be big, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. House so we can act like we did before, but come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Hit it. Yeah. to be with another man. And let the baby come back, baby, go. Come back, baby, go. Come back, baby, I won't play out with you. Oh, baby, 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 boom, 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 baby, 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 baby. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
FM, WBAI New York. Good afternoon to all of our listeners. Coming up next, we have Haiti, How Revolution Continues with your host, Daoud Andre. Keep